With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Chris is going to give us a brief update on the state of audio description around the world. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Berta.
I believe that audio description has just started in New Zealand, so can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty exciting development. Began on the 1st of March, and what they were doing initially is they're audio describing episodes of Coronation Street, which is the venerable old British soap opera, which was the Blind Citizens of New Zealand basically picked that as the program they wanted to hear audio described most. So the plan at the moment is to keep audio describing that for the rest of the year. Then they're going to evaluate the program at the end of the year, and hopefully there's going to be a little bit of money left, so they'll do some other programs, probably some New Zealand programs. But, of course, it's very interesting in the light of the audio description trial that's coming up on Australian TV.
That's right. Now, do you have any more details about that?
Not a great deal at the moment. We're expecting them to make a few announcements about it very shortly. We know it's going to happen this year, second half of the year, and that it will go for at least 13 weeks, and it will be broadcast on ABC One. But in terms of what programs are going to be included and so on, still all a bit up in the air at the moment. But we know that the government are committed to it, and we should be hearing some more shortly.
And they will be promoting that well before it starts,
I hope. I hope they'll be promoting the hell out of it, yes. That's part of the reason for having a trial.
That's
just,
exactly
just
right.
To get the word out.
So what else is happening, Chris, with audio description in the rest of the world?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things that I should mention. Firstly, it's all moving ahead in the US. Now, what happened last year in October was President Obama signed a very comprehensive accessibility bill, and among its many recommendations was to put in place some audio description quotas. So what happened on the 3rd of March was the first meeting of the stakeholders in that process, and what that will mean is by the end of this year there will be 4 hours of audio description on most of the main channels per week. So that's a very good development. In UK, it's ticking along very well. UK is up to now about between 10 and 20% of programs are audio described. Something just interesting that just recently happened is the Royal National Institute of the Blind in the UK did a bit of a research thing into audio description for 3D programs. There's now a couple of 3D stations in the UK, and so they were wondering how to describe those programs, whether they should include descriptions of the 3D effects. So basically they did a couple of focus groups of blind and vision impaired people, and the consensus was that it wasn't really necessary to include that the action in the film should be covered by the audio description anyway, and the fact that, a lion might be running at the screen and it sort of looks more realistic to a sighted person is not really of that much interest to a blind or vision impaired person. So it's good that they're keeping up with the technological trends.
Now, Chris, I don't know whether you can answer this or not, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah.
You were mentioning about how they should be described. Is there a common language that describers around the world use to describe what's happening
There sort of is. I mean, it's mainly about being fairly neutral in the way that you describe things. You try not to give any more information than would be available to a sighted viewer, and you try not to have any sort of, I suppose, value judgments and things like that.
So that's what I wondered
about. Yeah, so you wouldn't describe a character as an evil person or something like that. You would hope that would come across in what you're describing, the actions and so on. So not to put any, personal sort of viewpoint or interpretation on events.
I can remember when we first started in Melbourne in the theatre, there was a toss-up whether to call it a dress or a frock.
Well, that can be very important. I think there is.
I think so.
There is a difference between a dress and a frock, I think, anyway.
Yeah. Now, Chris, how can listeners find out more about audio description?
Okay, well, we have a website, which is www.audiodescription.com.au. We always make sure that we're up to date on the news there, so any further news we get on the Australian trial, we'll definitely be putting that up immediately.
And you can also contact Media Access Australia at info@mediaaccess.org.au, or you can talk to them on the phone, 02 912 6242. Thank you, Chris, for all of that today, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
No problem.
Been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.